from Washington. This is VOA News. Islamic extremists take credit for violence early in the week in Nigeria. And a call for a temporary stop to hostilities in Ukraine. I'm Vincent Burris reporting from Washington. Islamic extremists Saturday claimed responsibility for the bombing in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, that left 75 people dead last Monday. In a video message, Abubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, taunted authorities and claimed to be living somewhere in the capital. Meantime, Nigerian officials are still searching for 85 schoolgirls abducted from the northeastern town of Chibok on Monday. Saturday, officials said 44 other girls have escaped from the kidnappers who seized them at a secondary school. On Friday, school principal Asabi Kwanbara said some of the girls had escaped by jumping from their captors' vehicles, while others managed to escape from a camp where they were being held. The Nigerian military has launched search efforts for the students. Authorities also say vigilante groups and hunters are looking for the girls in the surrounding forest, where insurgents are believed to be hiding. The Ukrainian government has announced a pause in security operations to oust pro-Russian militants from buildings they've seized. Ukraine's foreign minister says the government has suspended efforts for the Easter holiday. There is a strong historical religious connection between Russia and Ukraine. But what role is religion playing in the current conflict, in the conflict in the run-up to Easter? For VOA, Michael Echoes in Moscow has a report.
From the outset, clergy played a part in the demonstrations in Kiev and other parts of Ukraine. While church leaders of all faiths in Ukraine appear to support the new political leadership in Kiev, the Russian clergy are keeping silent about recent events. For both Russian and Ukrainian Orthodox believers, Easter is the most significant religious holiday, and this year it coincides with Easter in the West. Many faithful are no doubt praying that Ukrainians and Russians can avoid an escalation of the current conflict. Michael Echols for VOA News, Moscow.
More on these stories at voanews.com. Police in Pakistan say gunmen have shot a famous Pakistani television anchor, the latest in a wave of attacks on journalists in the country. Hamid Mir, a host for the private television channel Jio, was wounded in the attack in Karachi Saturday, but is expected to survive. In Nepal Saturday, a 13th body was recovered from the snow following the avalanche along the lower slopes of the world's tallest peak. Officials say three Nepalese guides, or Sherpas, remain missing after Friday's disaster on Mount Everest. An estimated 100 climbers are reported stranded above the site of what is believed to be the worst ever climbing disaster on the mountain. Relatives of passengers on the sunken South Korean ferry have lashed out at authorities after they failed for a fourth day to enter the vessel. 21 bodies have been recovered from the water, but some 270 remain trapped on board. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Jindo.
A father cries out in desperation and anger. At Jindo Stadium, hundreds of relatives of passengers on the capsized ferry wait for a fourth day, hoping for good news. But Coast Guard Deputy Chief Kwe Sang Hwan says rescue divers failed once again to reach those on board, most of them high school students. Relatives of the missing grouped up to give DNA samples to identify victims, in a grim reminder that the body count in this tragedy will only rise. But some, still holding out hope, refuse, asking how it would help save their children. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Jindo.
Malaysia's defense minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, Saturday expressed the feelings of Malaysia for families in Korea waiting for news of their loved ones.
From the outset, clergy played.
On behalf of the Malaysian government, and specifically the MH370 SAR team, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies and condolences to those on board the tragic incident involving the South Korean ferry. They departed from Incheon, planned for Jeju.
Hussein also said it is time to reevaluate the search for the missing Malaysian jetliner, as the robotic submarine scanning the Indian Ocean floor continues its search for the plane. He said the search would not stop. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly address to reflect on the meaning of the Holy Week and Easter to Christians. Obama said this time of year is a good time to remember the common thread of humanity that connects everyone. In the Republican address, Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says his party wants to entitle Americans. More details at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.